you talk about something perfectly fit for Kelly.
Yes.
It's one of these surveys that goes around and you copy and paste and put in your own answers. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine named Perry posted his.
Uh-huh.
And he's younger than we are.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
Right.
Think back, you take yourself back to your senior year of high school.
So easy for me to do. That's,
you live there in your mind, Kelly.
It's
how
like,
many times a day does it come up on this show?
At least two or three.
I don't know what it is about. Maybe everybody's like this. It feels like yesterday to me. It feels like no time has passed.
Mm.
I was just talking to Karen Atwood.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go again.
Poor woman.
I thought we ended this.
She had a birthday.
I thought we talked about Karen Atwood. Tomorrow we're just going to have to tell you. Stop
sometimes
saying
Karen,
stop. Karen Atwood.
I don't like that Karen Atwood. I don't like that. You bringing it. I thought we agreed to ditch the Karen Atwood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Karen Atwood was a good friend of mine in high school. I haven't seen her since.
Mm-hmm.
But I just recently got her number. And she said, how did you get this number? So I texted her for her birthday, which she just had a couple of days ago. And she said, can you... And you know what? Actually, I said, I'll give you a hint who this is.
Oh, no.
I sure did. I said... I did the morning and afternoon announcements at Ashboro High School. And she wrote back, I have no memory of that whatsoever.
They do afternoon announcements?
Yes. It was very busy. That was a very busy time. I had to be excused from homeroom and the last 5 minutes of the final period of the day to do the announcements.
To the ones that no one paid attention to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't have any memory of this. Is it Josh? I said, no, it's not Josh. And then she says, is it Michael? No.
No.
Is it Dustin? No.
Did we go out?
No.
No.
And then I said, I'll give you another hint. You dropped me off at the Poindexter at Myrtle Beach in June of 1989. And she
said, you.
That's when she got it.
My blood runs cold.
Yeah, she dropped me off at. That's the last time I saw her. I was in the distance waving out in front of the Poindexter.
So we're going to be here for a few. If you want to come back.
Party should get started.
She was gone, and I got to ride home with somebody else. Anyhow, take yourself back to senior year.
Okay. Of high school.
All right, yes.
Did you know your current love?
No. Biggie?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, you don't have a current love. Yeah. You're alone.
What are you driving? You don't have to say that.
Sorry. 1984 Chevy Cavalier. Loved it.
1996 Pontiac Sunfire.
Nice.
That's the one you like so
much.
Yes.
Did you work, and if so, where?
Yes. Barbecue restaurant, Henry James Barbecue. Professional.
Yes. Papa John's and Coca-Cola.
Yes. Yes.
Were you popular?
On the advice of counsel, I've been advised not to answer. In certain circles. I wasn't the most popular, but people would like...
Yeah, I wasn't disliked.
Hey, it's morning announcement guy.
Yeah.
Listen, when you do the morning announcements and you're in Glee Club,
there's some swag.
How could you not?
There's some swag.
Exactly. People throw their hand up to me and they'd say, I love those announcements. You know, that kind
They didn't
of thing.
Say it to me, but I could hear them behind me.
Right. There was always a buzz behind my back.
Behind me. Oh,
let's
man.
Just say that.
That's him.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're very similar. Now, listen
I wouldn't call myself, I wasn't in the popular group, but I wasn't on I wasn't picked on though. It was just I was there.
You and I had similar experiences.
Yeah.
All these answers are similar.
Yeah. Were you in choir or band?
Yes.
No.
Glee Club, best time of my life. Man, we partied like you would not believe. You know about those trips.
Yeah. Crawling on the floor in Disney or New York. I can't remember which.
Down in Orlando.
Okay.
Now, we went up to New York too. Saw the off Broadway shows.
Yeah. La Cocina?
Yeah, so we saw La Cocina, first run, off Broadway. Tremendous.
Did you ever get suspended?
No.
Yes.
And now the paths diverge.
Only in school suspension, though, once.
I still think that counts.
What'd you do?
Well, I used to get detention, too. You're not in school suspension. I think I argued with a teacher. Detention, argued with a teacher.
Yeah, yeah. No, never got that. Never suspended.
Do you still talk to the person you went to prom with? Senior prom, I'm assuming.
No.
No.
Well, remember, I didn't go to senior prom. It was a big barbecue night, and so I had to barbecue. But
you later went to a senior prom.
Yes, when I was in college.
Yeah.
Ew, that's right. Gross.
Showed off college guy, back for high school prom.
I thought you graduated.
I did. But I do not, I have not spoken with her in
That's
a while.
That's so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever skip school?
No, God, no.
Yes, as much as possible.
And I tried to stop others from skipping school. On senior skip day, I was the one person. I was taking notes, let me tell you.
I got so good at it that I convinced one teacher who was there to guard the doors that I actually had a class outside. Because I'd walk by and be like, I got to go to electronic keyboarding.
That is... That bumps everything. That is against everything I stand for, the skipping of school. Yeah. You know that. I hate it.
Did you go to all the football games?
Yes.
Yeah, I went to a lot of football. Football games were a fun time.
They were fun.
I remember thinking when I was in high school, I'll always go to these. Always. And, you know, I haven't since. You know, you leave high school and you don't go to those games.
High school football games is when I started finding out. People started telling me I was funny.
Well, there you have it.
Because you kind of had like an audience with your friends and you'd say things and make them laugh.
Yeah, it's the different setting is pretty, it's kind of cool.
I sat on the visitor sideline with no one around me. Why? Because I wanted to concentrate.
To stare at the other team's cheerleaders. Yeah.
That's how I met Chris Dibbs' wife.
I know.
When she was 18.
When you first met Chris Dibbs' wife, you're like, you look very familiar.
Yeah,
to me.
I was like, what is it? She's like, yeah, I used to.
Do you have longer hair in high school?
Yeah. And she said, yeah, I was sneaking cigs under the bleachers where you were sitting. And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Smoke's blowing down this way, ladies.
Please, ladies. Please.
Favorite subject, senior year of high school?
Well, I had a great political, current events type of class, like political science, and the teacher was fantastic, and the election was going on, G.H.W. Bush, and we had a great, that was my favorite.
I had a marketing class I really liked. I was part of DECA.
Yeah.
I actually did well in that.
Yes. Do you have your senior yearbook?
Yes.
Yes, I still do. I just found it in the move, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you follow your career path?
Yes.
No.
From morning announcements right to this. This is basically
still morning announcements.
This is really just a long-form version of morning announcements, isn't it?
It is.
Well,
that's right. Yes.
I mean, if you count just getting yelled at a job, I still
you're doing
that. Yeah.
That's right.
Describe your fashion style.
You're looking at it.
Actually, yes, exactly the same. Not one thing has changed.
These are the same jeans.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the same jeans I wore my senior year of high school.
Favorite food senior year?
Sir pizza, extra sauce.
I was a big Chick-fil-A man back then.
Okay.
That's when I was first introduced to Chick-fil-A in the mall.
What?
Yeah.
God, so good.
Favorite band or artist?
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, man. That was prime Limp Bizkit time for me.
All right. High school hairstyle.
You're looking at it.
Right here. Yeah, that's right.
Way different.
You had hair.
I had hair.
That's in high school is when I went from the what you call the butt cut, which was the part down
center
the
part.
Center part, the Jack Tripper, to the side part, which my mother said really framed my face.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
What was your favorite cologne?
Polo.
Actually, I was going to say it's like the blue Ralph Lauren polo. Yeah.
That's it. Yes. No doubt. It's timeless. Yeah. Classic. I still have it. I still have the same bottle.
Let's see. Did you play a sport?
No.
No, but I could have.
If you could, would you go back?
Yes. 1,000 times yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't bad.
It was awesome. Yeah. You go back.
Oh, here's one more. Yeah. Senior year of high school. Did you ever cheat on a test?
On advice of counsel, yes. We're out of time.
Pretty much as many as I could.
On advice of counsel, I refuse to answer the question. We have completely run out of time. I'm sorry.
You can talk about high school all day.
I mean, I would, but... Yeah. Well, man. God, that was so awesome. Man, I would do that all day. That is just like leaving me with some great feels.
Just nostalgia feels.
Oh, man.
Member berries all day.
I'm right back there. I need to text Karen Atwood.
Stop. Don't do that.
We agreed.